Mick Malthouse had a bit to say in one of the Eastern States newspapers about the AFL going back into China. Obviously, it's going to be in doubt at the moment with COVID-19 and the situation. Now, David Koch, talk about backing self-interest at every respect. It's his side that's done all the deals with China, Port Adelaide. This is him speaking earlier today. He was speaking on the Fox Footy program. This is what he had to say. The audio is not great because he was speaking on Skype, but here's what David Koch had to say.
When it comes to China, Mick Malthouse has zero expertise and so zero relevance in any of this. Sort of if Mick Malthouse made a comment on footy, maybe I'd give it a passing glance of attention, but when it comes to China, absolutely zero relevance whatsoever. With comments like that, if it was up to Mick Malthouse, he'd bring back the White Australia policy in the 50s.
That's a little unfair.
In this regard, he's a bit of a dinosaur because China, it's important to keep that bridge being built from a business and community level. And we play an important role in that and will into the future. Both ourselves and the AFL have full-time staff based up there.
Accusing someone of wanting to bring back the White Australia policy is absolutely outrageous. But Mick Malthouse, how did you react when you've just heard that from David Koch?
Well, Clint, I did just hear that. I'm very disappointed in a bloke like David Koch for those remarks are very, very offline for a start off. They are, quite frankly, a man who's made a decision for his football club to take the money. The simple fact is, I've been called a dinosaur before. I mean, that's water off a duck's back. I've also made football comments before, and some are right and some are wrong. And it's like the comments I make today. I've never made any issues about the Chinese. In fact, you know, it's funny enough, my wife's cousins are half Chinese, three of them. I get on famously with the three. The fact is, the virus has come from China. There's no denying that. It was the way it has come to the world, the way it has been tried to be hidden by a communist regime. If I made those comments and made any comments in China, you wouldn't hear them and I'd be locked away and probably never heard of again. That's the sort of country that we are dealing with. I have no doubt that we will deal with Vietnam. Communist country. We will deal with a lot of countries in regard to our imports, exports and produce and so forth. But don't deny the fact that when playing in China, you're playing for money. You're not playing to convert the Chinese into playing football. You're going over there for money. And that is the simple fact of life. Regardless of what he thinks I know about China, I would say I know as much as what he would. And it may not be a lot, but I do know one thing. I have never raised an issue with the Chinese people, but I have a fundamental problem with people from the 30s in Europe, which was the other extreme, and the people in China who do not allow freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and quite frankly, hide everything that goes bad, which we have seen now. The world is paying a penalty for an incompetent, unrealistic government that suppresses. So, Kochi, you get away with it any way you like. You're over there for the money.
So the game in Shanghai this season, understandably cancelled due to the pandemic. Why don't you think the game should be played there again?
I don't think it should be played there under those circumstances. I just don't see why we've got to have this. If we are that short on money, and what's happened with the AFL has been a real eye-opener for those that believed, and I'm one of the ones that believe that the AFL was very, very strong financially and probably had millions hidden somewhere as a good backup for a rainy day. Now, that's been proven false. We are now seeing a lot of businesses. We are seeing the AFL, NRL, Rugby Australia, Cricket Australia, all our sporting teams, or most of our sporting teams, are on their knees. And it tells me that we have been so reliant on a source, a money source, that keeps the game going. In this case, it's the media money that comes in and helps feed the clubs to stay alive, to keep the 18 clubs alive. We've now worked out if that doesn't come, we can't survive in the present mode. And that is the same with getting a side like St Kilda playing, or North Melbourne playing in Hobart, St Kilda playing in Cairns. They're done for money reasons. Now, I can understand the swing around in Australia. We love our reach. Let's face it. The people understand the game, whether it be played in Darwin, Alice Springs, Cairns. Football's played there. The public understand the game. But to play it, I've coached a side that played in another country, and that was in New Zealand on Anzac Day when Carlton played St Kilda. It was a monetary thing. We know that. There's no denying that. We weren't going to convert too many New Zealanders to play Australian rules football, but it was for a money issue. I understand that, but I was able to say what I liked about that particular country, about the people, about anything else, which was all positive. But you don't get the same response in a country like China. And I would like to say to him, if he only got the same money going down the road to the football park in Adelaide, would he take his side over there, expose themselves? I have an interest in, a family interest in the side that played there against Port. Hardly a person got away from China not being ill. That side then comes back, and I'm sure that if Dean was here now, he would probably tell you he would have one of the ones who got crook.
Mm.
It's not only the travelling, it's not only it is a foreign place that has no interest in us. Talk to the communist government, you get only answers that revolve around them. We are a little bit more than the chewing gum stuck on the bottom of their shoe. Now, that's how we were quoted as, that's us, Australians. So money speaks, and we know it does. And that's why I'm saying about the AFL at the moment has got a wonderful opportunity, particularly the commission, to settle in on where you want, without the massive money coming to it, what does football look like? What can we afford? It's an Australian game. It'll last forever. Make no mistake about it, in some form. It may not have 18 sides. It may not have the amount of money going into it, but it'll remain because we love our game. It's an Australian-built game. It'll be played right across the southern states forever. Will it have the same amount of money? Well, that's what they're going to decide. Do we rely totally on this media deals, which is going to shrink anyway? So we've got to get a game in order. I don't think taking the game out of Australia, particularly to a communist place that gives us absolutely no respect, and Kochi can say what he's like, whatever he likes. They are there for one reason only, and to deny it is ridiculous.